Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody.
Time to break those chains, implement change, moving into your success and purpose. Having your spirit order things here, you know, like most of you guys, it's saying you don't have to do audio testing all the time, but it's because of my levels of misconduct, versus conduct, and things that I will be addressing in court, federal court, civil court, county court, criminal court, and family court over the levels of misconduct that's been affecting my business model. Hi, I'm CC, your life coach, your divorce coach, and I want to make sure that everything is that good so, and that you guys can hear me, and let's make sure we have an audio chest check before we get into the content, which is going to be very short, sweet, and to the point. All right, good. So I can hear myself. So evening success ritual, building up, implementing change, and breaking chains. That is what it is tonight. And we're going to be opening up a book show, and it will be just one moment, you guys. I told you guys, I want to make sure that we go through our level 7 evening success ritual to figure out our purpose in this month, and making sure that as book holders, you guys understand it as well, and Facebookers as well. So, let me go ahead and get the train started. Evening success ritual for success. And finding your purpose. It's messing out on a quick show. Forgive me. I'm doing that on Google and Apple. All right. Topic set. Let's go. The room is open for everybody, and you're more than welcome to come in. So let's go. And we're ready to rock. We're in Clubhouse. It says something about poor connection, trying to find stronger signal. That's the signal being tampered with. So I'm going to ignore that purposely, and I will be addressing the next table. And welcome, welcome. Hi, everybody. How are you? Come on in. Come on in. We're about to start a quick show. It's not going to be that long. I have to still be on evening success rituals and finding your purpose, trying to break those chains, implement change, and moving into your success and purpose. And part of that is learning success rituals and things like that. For my Facebookers, just a moment, I'll update it on there for you guys to get in there, and we can rock and roll, y'all. So good evening, those that are showing up already. Appreciate you being here. Live now made public on Facebook, so you guys can come see me. You can comment, and you need to put pound IMCC when you make comments. If your comments are inappropriate, I will report you, and know that I will George Jefferson you off of my live and my platform. We are all about safe lives, and we're also making sure that we make great strides in being professional in the presentation of the content. And I want to welcome you guys here. Welcome my clubhouse. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come in, have a seat at the clubhouse, and I will be more than welcome to allow you guys to come in there. And raise your hand after I tell you you have the floor, and we can start talking after the show and presentation. So how we're going to go is you can call in at 515-602-9765. Cash out love offerings. If you want to do that, you're not having to do that. But if you want to be a shareholder and a benefactor of these life coachings and things like that for me to bring you fresh new content and with the power to do more with Talk Radio Diva, you may log on to talkradiodiva.com, or you may do the cash out through the prospective coaching businesses of IMCC Coaching, and that's $ IMCC Coaching, $ Don Diva Coaching, and $ Team World Online, and $ Talk Radio Diva. And if you want to do it every month, you may subscribe, and you can tell me what business you want to donate to, and you can go to talkradiodiva.com, or you can get the QR code, and you can do it once or twice, and you can sign up for whichever you like. And I'll also have a QR code for you guys to do that as well, so you guys can really send it straight to the business, that goes straight to the business account. And I want you guys to understand that you will get a tax-deductible receipt in the mail, or I will do it by email so you can print that out, and that way you can have your tax deductions and whatnot. That's a good way for you guys to become shareholders, but it also benefits you at the end of the year with your tax donations, and it'll be a tax write-off. So that's kind of like a welcome back to you guys, and thank you for helping me, and therefore I'm trying to find ways to help you so you will be able to get that receipt and you can prove it on your taxes if you itemize your taxes. So there's a business coach, life coach, wealth coach, with ways to help you guys out as you help me. But with that being said, you're not obligated to do so, but now you know there's incentive to do that. Also put pound IMCC, and you get entered to win our giveaways from our parent or sister company, whatnot,
Fractionate the Printables, as well as Don Diva Enterprises, which is Don Diva Enterprises Holdings, our parent company that holds all of our sister companies. And we are a holdings company, and also as well as managed underneath that corporate umbrella. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand about Chapter 7, levels of what we call Module 7, Chapter 7, what we're into today, which is a level of evening success rituals. I wanted to make this quick because I know you guys have the attention span of a nap, so I'm trying to make sure that I do this within 30 minutes or 60 minutes or less, hopefully not 90 minutes if I don't have to. So I want to share with you evening success rituals for going to bed and everywhere at night so that you can go to bed fulfilled with a big smile on your face from now on. I know some of us have not been able to smile because some things in life will not make you smile, but you got to find a way to see the smile upon your heart. Yes, and think that your life. So it's time to work this change and moving into your success in progress. I think calling on my sponsors are sincere to them as they find all the conversations to show. They are there on top of that. They are more welcome to talk in and we have a conversation at professionally and have support professionals. Now, there's other tools that we follow in our mornings every day. We'll get a morning cup of joe or we go and get dressed before I take a shower, brush your teeth. You are here. Those are all great. So to reflect and celebrate after your day's activities, we have evening rituals, which is we go home, we fix our dinner, and after we sat down, we take in our boat off, we sat down for a whole hour, relaxed, and sat down and had our evening walk or whatever you do, evening wind down or talk to your kids, and then go get them in the shower while you're cooking dinner, things that I do. So those are considered rituals, we all do. And my kids normally work to a good thing, not bad. So with that being said, I want you guys to understand while morning rituals are highly encouraged to be incorporated into everything that they understand, evening rituals are just important. And equally as important to get through the target. And a lot of ways for us to be able to set our day up for success, not failure. And then to also feng shui or feng shui our levels of our day, even when it gets tested or a week when it gets tested or when our lives are tested. So after all, there is no point of starting off a race full of energy with no idea how to end it for us. So the race is working on to break those chains, implement change, and moving towards success in our group. So I don't want you to miss the spiritual part to this, and speaking of Module 7, Chapter 7 of our teaching as a whole. So I want you to be able to understand consistently refreshing your goals, and one after the other. But unless you take time to celebrate each victory in your life, or take downtime, or you definitely are not getting off your day, or missing out on your day, if you don't use an evening ritual for success. And a lot of magic moments in a sense of flow that you should be experiencing at this moment. And everything is magic. It is black girl magic, white girl magic, black boy magic, white boy magic. No matter what, there is a level of fine level chakra and levels of magic within this world to be able to bring a level of success to you. If you believe in the law of attraction, chakra-based teaching, and levels of ascension and things like that. So sometimes you can manifest your destiny, that magic, that ultimate level of manifesting what you want, putting it out in the universe, and it only bringing back to you. That's what I mean by that. So there are some evening rituals that I highly recommend incorporating into your evening speak. Part of that is number one, empowering the evening question. Here's why. At the beginning of any success ritual, you have to ask yourself a question. It may focus to reflect on your day. Ask yourself, how did my day? And the best way to reflect is to ask proper questions, not just the questions that to teach yourself up, but to ask yourself what do I need to improve if your day didn't go well. So, and then I've also called the powerful questions, empowering eating questions, something that we all should do. And I have a list of questions that you should ask yourself in different circumstances, and I'll put them out there. And I'll be a book published for you guys to ask yourself the powerful questions, and also designed to help you reflect on entirely having a day of asking yourself deeply, and come up with constructive ideas to shape your better tomorrow. Hi, welcome to my next. So we're talking about designing to help us reflect on the level of our entire day and having a constructive level of ideals. We have to first think, should you find a quiet place, or you won't be easily disturbed or distracted. Or if you're on a platform like I am at the White House, try not to have disturbances for people who go out their way. So one of the things, or a set amount of time, in order to go deep into your daily reflection, or when I go and tell you guys about coaching and how to do things, and how to go about your life as I did to implement these same things, so to keep a level of discourse and conduct that is meaningful and helps you guys with your purpose. as my purpose as a life coach, and that's one thing I always do. It is a feeling for. I love it. So trying to break those chains, implement change, moving into your success, purpose, and finding a way to have that in your question when you ask yourself this question. Those questions you ask determine what you're focusing on, and the reason why you have questions you ask yourself is extremely important. So ask a lousy question, you get it out while the answer for it. So you'll feel lousy. So ask a good question, and you'll feel amazing. So it's all about mindset and programmatic and schematic of how your mind is set and programmed to be able to think in a better quality way. So for example, how we feel about today is ultimately based on good or bad of what you focus on. If you focus on the bad in your day, you're going to have a bad day. If you focus on the good in your day or find something to be grateful about, if you're just a very good day or if it's a no good, very bad day, then you have to figure out what to be grateful in this bad day and how do I find a way to manage my life beyond the way my day turned out. And with that being said, I want to make sure that we are understanding of how that works. So when you ask yourself questions, you have to say to yourself, what are things that happened today? What can I feel good about? How can I make myself feel good, even if my day sucks? Or if my day was positive, how can I make it even more positive in my reflection? So I bet you can come up with a long list of things. It could be the fact that you're alive and you went for a walk, or you had a wonderful time with your loved one, or if you don't have a loved one, you've done a good sleep and have an amazing dinner, or cross off one of the things to do on your to-do list. Whatever it is, you can always find something to feel good about every single day. And part of that is finding a way to not be frustrated, even if your day is frustrating, if your life is frustrating, if you're going through hardships, they're making your life frustrating. Hi, welcome, how are you? So let me ask you again, what are things that happened to you today that you feel awful about, or what are things that you feel great about today? And you put pound IMCC in the comments, and it'll enter you to win the giveaway for IMCC. And you're going to get either a shirt or you can get something from our store. So with that being said, as you lift those levels of change in your mind and you begin to implement change and move them into your success purpose, I bet you can lift a lot of things. And it says that if you procrastinate on the past or some old nasty junk food or failed to pick up or that call that you needed or if you get down, those are bad things. But what are some good things? If you had a good night's rest, if you ate some good food, if you changed the way you eat, or if you had a good walk to go, or things like that. So I would think about all the different things that you care for and so on. Ultimately, how you feel in answering these questions sets the tone of the course of your day and how you end it. So the practice is always good and bad in each day, but what you ask yourself by, on how long you answer your questions and focus on each night before ending the test. What you focus on determines about how you feel about the day. And since it's always good and bad, why not be proactive and decide what you want to acknowledge the good that happened in the day instead of bad? So since you're getting sidetracked, you are the one who determines your success in your journey, right? So the same thing is about feeling good or feeling bad. You look at yourself feel worse if you had a bad day. Or if you had a good day, make sure yourself feel real good and follow up your day with this question. So guess what happens if you constantly ask yourself the power of answering these questions? Every day will become an awesome day for you. You'll always feel like a rock star, even when sometimes you feel like you're about to fall out of your face sometimes. So think about that. Every day you will have an awesome day. You won't feel like you are on top of the world, whether the world's on top of you, can't breathe. So think about all the levels of accomplishment and productivity and fulfillment we experience every day. So think about that. I'll let you know about mine. It was actually pretty good. I wouldn't say phenomenal, but it was pretty darn good. So in fact, there's no such thing as a bad day unless you make it a bad day or something else outside of it, making your hardship a bad day or you just want yeah. So I want you guys to understand today I'm laughing at you. And then you guys look at, oh, well, tomorrow's another day. I'll try it again. But I have to say for me today, I was able to get up. Even though I was in a hot house, gave me at Stanford. Again, for the bazillionth time, and I had to go and get sick. They got Stanford again. But the thing is, I looked past all that, and the hot house as a way for me to replace. I'm sweating a lot more than I care for. And then on top of that, I'm able to just figure out how to power through it and power through this hardship and be grateful I grew up with my head, although my roots are damaged when I'm tampering, and levels of account damages because I got some vandalism. But outside of that, I said to myself, I could be in a worse situation. I could be in my car. I could be sleeping in an apartment. I could be sleeping outside. So maybe I need to be grateful that I have a house. I have a house, someone stayed up eventually I'll be able to make repairs and do what I need to do so I can sleep through it and kill from my pet now. So now you see how you look at your day as a normal percent effect, even though my environment is poisonous, even though there are people around me, but I found the right to rise above it and rise up. So it all starts with your focus and your primary question. We'll help you to do that. I'm going to give you a list of questions that I ask myself every evening. What was fantastic about your day? What did I learn today? What am I grateful for today? What is my biggest accomplishment for today? What do I want to accomplish for tomorrow? What would make today great? Just cap it off and happen today. Just slow down my life. So, with me in this exercise, write down all of your answers. Try to feel the emotions and energy for your abuse as you read out your answers out loud. Because whether it is a good day or a bad day, you still need to be able to go through those feelings and emotions, acknowledge it, but properly go through the discourse of data and process either the grief level or the level of success in your day or purpose in your day that came from all your success. So do this with a level of 10 intensity or moving all the way down to 1 at low intensity. And then move and gesture and smile on the relationship after things if it's good. Or if you're not happy about your day, find a way to counteract that. You can feel proud of excited and love or loving yourself. Or find a success or performance of success to fix whatever it feels like you have. Begin to learn that from upside down. And then smile upside down start to do all those muscles that you have in your face. Please do it to see your hope. You need to be able to turn that from upside down and not to smile right side up. And then we've got that, trust me, you'll be at my best for full levels of exercise. So you can do physical and emotional well-being and maintain it even if you're being sensitive or disgusting. So with that being said, there are emotional intensity which put us into exercise. Help you to be mindful and present and begin to look at yourself and see all that and begin to say to yourself, the more juice you'll get from the power and question and exercise, the more juice you'll put into your mind and your body and spirit and not any sense or juice or anything like that or any portable water or anything like that, but things that will help you to build yourself up to a level of mind and wellness. The reason I came up with that portable water statement, I was going to produce, people told me I was drinking enough to juice and portable water. So I was like, okay, thanks. Digest of this. So, we're seizing our magic wand. This was the next step. A life worth living is worth recording. That's by Jim Rohn. And Jim Rohn is a very good person with the level of exposure that is important. And then there's a level of anti-looking today that helps you guide and manage the same process and things. I want you guys to understand there's so many different things that layer on mindset formulas, looking to find some of these guys. And see if you can get something out of that. It helps you to think better in mindfulness and how you project yourself and your well-being and how to think better in outside the world of Darwinism, Marxism, and whatnot. So don't think that's just pick up the most knowledgeable things to look at. And it helps yourself along with the testament and things like that. And it'll help you to build a level of platform for yourself emotionally, mentally, and for your well-being, even through those questions. So, with that being said, I've been going through these hard questions at this point. Do you think that you're in that credible state because you're at a good well-being? And then it's up to that. You don't want to stop right there. Just take the opportunity to speak the emotions and feelings by journaling. Things that I have a journal for feel at CC Printable. And then on top of that, we'll do some depth of layers of affections at printable.com. Or you can get them for the coaching.com or email online. So I'm going to start those for my coaching. So that way you can be in a credible state of mind. You can do that for all of your successes. And your magic wand. Otherwise, they'll be progressive. You want to remind yourself, even your magic and your journal, go back and look at the day that you have successes. Figure out how that day was any updated success. So take out a journal, write down everything that happened in that day, and then list everything that you've done, and all the powerful moments that you might have remembered later on, or when you need to be reminded, and your turn to break this change, and will it change, moving into your success purpose. And then as time passes by so fast, it's easy to forget, and really take in and appreciate the little things. When things are going to around or our mind or maybe just work at all, or there's levels of things that are from this level of non-unity versus unity and I am a one mindset. So when we think about all those different things, that's what I do. When I'm going through some stuff, I pull out my affirmation. I find a way to talk to myself and do it self-talk here that allows me to emotionally feel better and mentally get back up, even though I feel down, shocked, beaten down, or you know what? I'm not going to let life beat me. I'm going to go stand up, you know, like, you know, like at that point. So at that point, I began to encourage myself and take the time to look at whatever, you know, Or if you have little notes I write to myself. I'm like, you know what? Today might have been a very bad, no good, very bad day, but I'm not going to let it win. So at that point, you begin to remember everything. But in certain moments of like uncertainty or adversity or level of hardship, I pull those little things out. I'm like, oh, damn. You know, and then at that point, I'm like, you know what, I can make it. So I'm going to make sure I can make it. Because it can get like that. And there's times where you're just like, you know what, I need a magic moment. And my black girl magic is tired. My white girl magic is tired. My whole Nick Mulatto magic is tired. You know, it's like, okay, dear God, I want some magic moment in my life. So I have to remind myself of the magic moment. So when we think about this, we have to remind ourselves when our feet are coming so bad, we'll speak to our hardships to find some more physical. One day we'll be falling down, we won't see any small fight, and we have to journal to go back and find stuff in the next moment to what we had and realize that our life is actually more incredible than we did. And we have to have a start the mind by journaling in our next moment and be aware that we're doing more and we're achieving more, but it might be a little slower, but slow and steady when it's the rain. So in your deep basement, like, you'll be able to shop a anger so you don't feel like ain't got no hope to come in. No good, very bad day. You're just like, darn it! You know, oh, well, Igor, and you're feeling some type of way. You go by thinking about that, and it's like, you know what, I'm going to go back to the moment of my life, so I can go get this energy. And it's like, I don't feel like I can do this anymore, but then you're like, I am magic. I am good. I am becoming. I am smart. I am intelligent. I am professional. I am a life coach. I am a mother. You know what I'm saying? Some things I have to tell my family. Like, I can win that battle. So you know what I'm saying? Because you know you're winning. You're like, I'm getting tired. But you're like, I am tired. So at that point, when you get tired, pick up the journal. You begin to look at everything. And you start saying to yourself, you know what? Although I might be honorary members of BWA, Black Lawyers Association, look here. I need a reminder to pick me up. So, to celebrate your victory, even if it's just in 5 years. So then we go to celebration number 3. Last but not least, celebrate. Celebrate your day and your whole system. And you deserve it. This is where we go, heart, celebrate the day. Come on! So when you're sitting down in your rocking chair on a chair, or you're sitting on your couch, or you're sitting on whatever you have with your butt pressed in it, you begin to look at the levels of you deserve it. There's a couple ways to possibly reinforce yourself and re-chunk. So don't beat yourself up for things you didn't do, past you procrastinated, food you shouldn't have ate. If you had a moment of breaking your diet, it's like, you don't know that, I do it sometimes, I do it sometimes, but my body paid for it every time because I changed my diet to a more healthier diet. So my body's like, uh-oh, we don't need this. What's going on? Get up out of here. You get up to your body, your temple's part. You get to think of that. And you think to yourself, because that's what people do. And it prompts us to feel awful and guilty about things that we did to do. So sometimes your success and purpose is sometimes your memory. I can have a down day. I can have a cheat day. I can eat that atrocious little piece of junk food, but I can't do it all the time because my body's going to pay for it. So you guys understand the role of healthy mindset, wellness, health and wellness, and find a way to not feel guilty when you fail. And some of us ethically fail more than others. I'm not saying one of us ethically failures, but I think we all have ethically failed in some things. But that makes me what I am, me, wonderful, and a good student, and a good coach. And it's helped me because the rest of you guys are coming into your mind and life dog, you know, and I'm like, why is life dog kind of stuff? Well, I'm working this and I work very good things that you like, and how can we do your own mindset? How can we figure out for your well-being to be restored? Your emotional health, your mental health, your level of I am a blessed mindset. What can we shed away from making both of your steps better for them? You see how I did that real fast? It's just reversing your mindset and being able to work with my clients and tell you guys, it does come from her. It's okay to be like, you know, and just want to punch the air sometimes. But in punching the air, don't do it too long. Don't stay there. Start journaling what you need to talk about. And we come in and we come see me. And I tell you, let's go get your journal that day when you first booked your flight. So what is it that's been going on today? What happened last week that I left talking?
So at that point, I was going to go and figure out where your failures are at, where you need to achieve that, and how we can redirect your purpose for it. And that is eventually, I don't see you again. Out to the next part. And then if I see you again, maybe later something happens, I just say, hey, welcome back to 4 minutes. What happened? What got you back to March here? And at that point, we have a good establishment. It doesn't mean that I don't want clients. I do. It means that I want to fix people and help them get to where they need to be at. So to be successful and in that purpose of success, I am a one mindset. Eliminate mindset increases I am, eliminate one short from reaching out to three schools, and being able to run into their success, their purpose, and their motivated levels of trying to work with change, implement change, and then do the success and purpose in the same time. And it takes sequence. It takes complexity. So to make things worse, we continue to repeat the things that we do, and we end up in a down spiral to set ourselves up for more feelings. So instead of being failures, why are we so much pain in our life? Why are there so many things that are good that happen every day to do this? Why don't you guys have seen me turn out to be a great and tell you guys what's what? And if I don't really need to protect the or fair with others, I won't be on there. If I feel like I'm upset and I react to some BS that happened for the day, I just won't get on until I feel like I'm calm or talk about it. And I'll be like, you've got me messed up, and drag everybody down the mat. And as a lesson, I try my best to make sure that everything's professional so you guys can understand the challenges to the best of it. And even with talk radio and being walking, a lot of things happen. But with that, that's what the beauty and the learning shows are, and they can always be edited. So you guys get the authentic presentation on Twitter, Facebook, and you guys get to hear me live. Get to hear me coaching them. Kind of like Frazier. Remember that show, Frazier, Kelsey Grammer, and he had Niles, the little pretentious one, and then they were both psychiatrists, psychologists, and, you know, when Frazier would sit there talking, he's like talking at this high level, and then everybody's like, Bueller, and you're just like, okay, bro, you're bored. I don't want to be that life coach. I don't want to be that happy houser MD sitting up there at the board of psychiatrist psychologist someday. And if you do like these, I want us to have fun. I want us to have fun with talk radio and also heal each other and make some changes. So that is my success and my purpose and my success formula for me. Whatever makes your success will be for you. So when we think about all these different things, why not start recognizing and celebrating all the things that happened that day? Let's celebrate the day. Come on, hard. See what gets rewarded gets your even. So when we think about this mindset, what does that say? When you celebrate your victories, often you will invite more amazing things into your life instead of negative things into your life. And as soon as you'll be conditioned to notice the good in everything, to begin to reduce noticing how sad it is. And as soon as you develop powerful habits such as gratitude, consistency, tenacity, and self-discipline, mindfulness, and wellness formulas, and levels of being present, you begin to look at, so how do you celebrate? Let's figure it out. So you really don't want to have to complicate things. Celebrating and giving yourself pleasure. Time to sit there and say, what have I done successfully? What have I done to walk in my purpose? What have I done wholeheartedly? And making a wholehearted business. Giving, say, listening to your favorite music or meditating with gratitude. So, and being mindful and present and practicing those things at the same time. So once you begin to get in that habit, you think about yourself, patting yourself on the back and say, good job. Even if you're self-taught, say, good job, CC. Good job. And you're like, yay. You know what I'm saying? So you treat yourself wholeheartedly, celebratory, wellful methods, and meditate, and mindfulness, and well-being, mind processes. And when we think about behavioral, mental wellness, all of that goes hand in hand. So when you guys go to see your psychiatrist, psychologist, or you see your life coach for intern, because we don't do that. That's why I want to make sure to differentiation so you understand. Close your life to become like me, I work for a psychiatrist, psychologist. I haven't diagnosed the treatment yet. And still, I get my certifications and everything is done through fucking out for my exam. I get everything certified and getting my credentials. So now you all understand how important it is for me to have my success course and be a successful life coach for this psychiatrist, psychologist. And I'll be able to do all the things to help people who don't do that myself. What I'm going to do is an apartment house to do breakups and relationships that cost me a lot. But I'm turning those things and hardships around to be the best thing that's ever happened for me to go walk my brother's step. And karma is faithful to people at the front door. And karma is faithful for his address. And karma is faithful to set people
She's almost 18 years old. I had her young as my baby. I'm not going to have to wear strict pride on the internet. So my dancy breath will not be mistreated on the internet as she says down that way because people start sending stories on the internet and comments that will miss my front door. So with that being said, as a mother, a life coach, a wellness coach, my baby is still my baby, heart, no matter what she says. And she has her own life that I live with her, which is my baby's little adventures and chasers and whatnot. So y'all know I love my baby to death. Okay, we're back. It was the mic that got unplugged. Found that one mic in life. Sorry about that. It happened to be a detriment of the computer. So back to the coaches. I told him this author he's quiet. We have a little fun here. And some things happen, especially when she's here. So the key is to give ourselves a pleasure. And sometimes laugh at our food and things like that. They're so off with this first for mistakes. And my mistake was me for my kitchen. So oftentimes we have to wait for others to praise us, acknowledge us, and reward us in order to feel happy, appreciated, and fulfilled. But once you learn how to be happy, fulfilled, and appreciated, and you learn how to reward yourself and say, good job. You're going to say, good job, mommy, this morning, momager, entrepreneur. Oh, my God. I want you guys to understand why it's important to reward yourself. I want you just to be happy. You can choose to happy things right now instead of being counteractive and not being successful or not walking a circuit by the next. I want you guys to understand how to do it. So in conclusion, I told you it's going to be short life. It's a level of improvement. It's don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your success. Don't give up on your purpose. But use these evening success rituals in a way that it might fit for you to achieve your goals. But with the power of doing that, that is embedded in your mind. And you begin to conquer the world one day at a time. Never let procrastination cripple your progress or taking downtime, self-care, to recharge, sit down and think, and then begin to look at your progress. And don't let failure destroy you or people who manufacture failure or obstacles to make you fail or saboteur or provocateur to make you react to failure. But begin to look at those different things, learn whatever lesson is worth failing, and then restart your journey. Your journey is all about a level of triumph over a new leap. And it's like a song called Journey by Boys Who Rock Trust. I want you guys to download it. It's on, I think, Apple, iTunes, and it's also on Spotify and a couple other platforms. You can go to YouTube, follow Boys Who Rock Trust. And it's a person that I inspired by when I first met him online. And then I want you guys to be able to look at a whole layer of journey of success of people who I used to admire, who I used to speak to, and I used to see them as a person in business and doing well, and I want to just like them. So they say the way to level up is to come up with people who are there for you or via. So with that being said, I want to give you guys a prime example of people that talked to my past about my life and literally showed me how to get up, exercise. Don't just lay here. Get up. So those are things that I was taught from the child's childhood time. But I wanted you guys to get inside things that happened in life, not just the back. So with that being said, in your journey, you want to be able to have that level of a journey that you can turn over a new leaf. You can live your best life. You can literally start over, even if your life is totally like on the swimming, you're literally just like, oh my God, what happened? And you're like, you know, and at that point, when you're feeling at that moment, sit down, regroup. The more skills you will discover in your hidden treasures, hidden abilities that were buried within you, that's always been there. And like I told you guys, when you've gone through things in life, you get far away from your real brain opening IBM pre-stokes. You have the illuminated ones form your DNA, which is your whole level of your CPU. Your DNA that runs through your veins, your blood, your lifeblood that runs through your body, and your program to born with. But as life goes on, we become a little bit far from our primary illuminated blood because life's hardships, life situations, things that change our minds and change how we think. So with that being said, you've got to look at the level of what's buried within you. So bring it out. So let anybody bury you alive. Let someone begin to bring the best in you, not the stress. And that means that you've got to change people that are around you or people that don't see your success or see successful purpose in you, then remove them. So I can guarantee you that you'll be a scholarship thing that you can do. Your talent can take you to places that you won't even have started to imagine about. Then on top of that, you'll begin to look at the level of hard work and sacrifice you make to attain this success, and it will be worth it, because like I told you guys, in the beginning, I didn't think the sacrifices that I made in my life, like time with my daughter to go to school, time with my family to go into a business, and time to recruit and recuperate, and things like that, I lost a lot of time with family. I lost a lot of my family members. I lost so much downtime with them, and being able to grieve properly. But in my recovery, I've learned that trauma therapists help. And then on top of that, I've been having problems with my trauma therapy appointments, but my actual doctor does my appointment. So I can still see him. I'll dress up for my appointment, and then I'll be able to call back. But I want you guys to understand why it's important that I walk the talk, talk the talk. And you guys understand that even there are professionals where it's called dark hot seats. And sometimes we have to be in one so that we can manage our life with people friends for you all. So the hot word and the sacrifice that we all make, there's some things that we do, even if we don't want to make that sacrifice. But the time that it's taken to get everything addressed and get things rectified has been a long, egregious, grievous, hard bubble of grief that I went through. But my recovery, my journey recovery, has been a level of working things out, addressing things, asking how, talking about things, talking through it, and working through it so that I can meet or exceed my expectations in my journey, which is to be a entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur, international business owner, and also international charity, and eventually see that in realization and manifestation. It takes time, it takes money, it takes effort, it takes a lot of work to believe in my dreams. And that means that I have to have a dream. And, you know, really people trying to assess my character or assessing my reputation while I'm trying to do that. So those are things that have happened to me. And those are things that have made me mad and hurt me. But at the end of the day, I want you guys to understand, you can challenge any challenge or hardship that you have. You can overcome. Overcome a disciplinary because the rewards outweigh the struggles and the hardships. So remember, success is about lifestyle. One of the case of it is very addictive. So once you get used to making one success, you'll be making another success. And a purposeful step, one small step and breakthrough will help you to make those steps in your journey. And so when you think about this, you can have your pace of success and then on top of that, even past hardship and even past embarrassment and past humiliation. So when you think about these things are also addressed in the Testament, first step of the Lord. And it's also in the Bible, it's also in the Torah, the Quran, all the different Bible works. So all these things are relevant in what you say. So pick up whatever book that's going to help you. And those IMB kids that are IM. Pick up your testament. It'll help you as a framework to help you begin to move forward, go on your journey, and begin to understand hardship at the level of your animal. And then begin to move into your success, your journey, your purpose. And then on top of that, you know, I don't know how you've been through or what you're going through, but when you sit in my chair and I see you, I can help you in the here and now, in the present. And begin to go reflect on things and help you to downgrade from your grief and downgrade from your suffering and your loss. And begin to go look at the hardship and look at it through a level of post-traumatic growth instead of post-traumatic stress or disorder, which happens to the best of us. So, however, I know that there's something within you, and then on top of that, something that sets you apart from the rest of the individuals in the world. And if you're one in four, whatever your career path or your success path is, your purpose, come on up. So I want you to find a part of yourself, find this part of your purpose, your success formula, and open that key to that door to success. No one in the world can do it for you, and this is something you have to do on your own. And part of it is that you're guided you at that when you're not saying you're actually a psychologist and things like that. So as point coach, certified wellness coach, health coach, I'll help you with spiritual side, the levels of breakthroughs, and your small steps while you in your journey. I believe the fact that you have to go through this world of layers, because that's key. That's part of your soul and not moving you to a level of layer, forcing you to open your eyes and begin to look at things in a pyramid of success, in a pyramid of purpose, and a turtle circle and a level of shining on, and then a level of opening up your third eye and your ultimate eye to be able to understand all that at that level. So when you begin to achieve those different things, you can set yourself and look back at your hardship as a lesson instead of feeling like, oh, my God, I'll never get through this. You know, maybe I'm not. So don't be afraid. All it takes is some small steps, and small steps will be all in a long journey, and a journey of no regrets because you tried and you achieved and you conquered. So time to break those chains, implement change, and we'll move you to success and purpose. and with the power to do the art. You may call me on at 515-202-9765. And those of you who are backstage at the clubhouse, you're more than welcome to see Richard and Smallfield. Or if you're just sitting up there hiding in the bushes, so far, it's no problem, things like that. I have a problem with that. And then everything is a choice. You want to live a life in order, right? And you want to be able to have to choose something. So the thing in life is, again, like I said, a choice. The only thing we do not have a choice about is the will of God. So at this point in time, I'm not trying to die. I'm trying to speak life. And I'm trying to live to be 107 years old. I'm going to live past 10 years past what my grandmother was. She's 97 when she died, so I'm glad to be 107. My mom lives to be 99 and 30 to 100. I told you guys, I'm going to outlive my whole family. And I'm going to be a cantankerous, crotchety old lady. Yes, I am. So if you created that within yourself at this moment, think about the fun things that I speak your life. Think about things that you put doubt within yourself in the moment. Thinking about what you do not have. If you don't have money to invest, ask for what you need. Ask and you shall receive. Then money is not considering you for achieving your goals. Also preventing yourself from progressing. So begin to look at resources and useless resources like money. What do you think I've been doing? So when you think about all these different things, you can achieve your goals if you think harder, not. If you think smarter, not harder, and then you think in a shift method of keep it simple, stupid. I don't like to say stupid, but keep it simple, smart. So watch your inner thoughts, watch your inner circle, and then see how those people influence you, and then speak positive words to yourself every day. You'll have many options for them to switch, and then no matter how knocked down things get, you need to get up, even when you get knocked down. And then work on you, work on your self-education. It's a powerful tool. Work with your journaling, any life technology, and hopefully technology stuff being used to be with you. So make some connection with people who are successful in your field. Sell them on your plan. Sell them on people who are like-minded individuals who believe in you, who will back. Then it's up to that. Keep them more successful in your field, and who want to link up with you. And describe your goals for success, and that you have to listen to you. So just put down a little pitch here for a 2 minutes to get the acceptance. So when you begin to look at that, prepare yourself for those, and begin to sit there for every day and say yes. And if it's part of your learning experience, about your journey, then remember, they'll take no part in your answer. You have to wait around and phone down 7, get up 8, yes. Follow up 8, get up 9, no. Follow up 9, get up 10, yes. So do not get mad at those who will reject your plan for your success, for your success formula, or your purpose, because some people will try to stop you out of your success. So you cannot blame them for not understanding the great things that life gives you. Most people just will tell you no, will not one day please be with you or join your team later on yet. So most people don't want to see you be successful. But keep a firm hold on spiritually. If you grow, keep a firm hold on your wellness and well-being, your emotional health, your mental health, and also bring you to a level of clarity and then come down cultivating you to understand your inner self and find a place in the universe with purpose in your spirituality again. Your I am three skills to remove the fall within itself. And then finding a place in the universe and spirituality as a state of consciousness that enables you to specify your desires and future with a clear mind and relaxed body and spirit. So, in that, what will be your choice? Listen, what is going to be your choice? I believe you will take your first small step by success by conquering your fear and misery because you are going to build your own success rituals and formulas as soon as you finish this level and layer of spiritual stuff. And then, you begin to look at, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the top of the ladder of success. Good luck. So that is the end of our success rituals module for the winter. This is 7 modules. And I told you guys, I've made what I said, how we're going to do this. I told you the time to break change, people have changed. I'm moving towards success purpose. So we're going to talk about facing off in the next step about level of rituals for 4 months for success, 24 degrees long. And we're going to talk about looking for things and expect them. So we're going to cap off this month with a level of success formula and purpose and going into your purpose and balancing all these things that are hurting you, harm to you, and your dreams for your success. Time for this change, implement change, and we're going to your success and purpose. So then on 45 minutes to 6 seconds, and I want you guys to understand how important it is. Well, 45 minutes, 10 seconds. My bad. And I want you guys to understand that. So I'm trying to make it as short and sweet as possible. So thank you so much. You can call me live with a message on the answer machine if you want to, or you can actually call my line at call 867-7-9-3-3, or you can go 444-418-4004. And then on top of that, you can also do your cash app plus offering. So I'm coaching, I'm going to be the coaching, I'll sign to the line, and I'll sign to your video, your life coach, Mark Moore, and we'll go to talk to you.com for more information. And like I told you guys, I'll have journals on there too. for you to come up with hand calendar for ice, coaching, don't need to put change off your diva. So you're more than welcome to get those different things. And those things are put towards the these good standard and things like that. I want you guys to understand how important you are to me. It's not about the money. This is not like a job for me. It's literally second hand for me. And I want you guys to understand how important it is for you guys to get out there and do the best you can be. And you cannot take